another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I am not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Bilo My Just and Drazon Blaze. What are we saying, gents?
Which season is this? It's like season 10.
Season infinity. Forever.
This is season 10, right? Yeah, we've been going strong.
Not even season 10, but
yeah,
okay.
Feel good. Feel good to be back for another one. So, yeah.
Yeah, ish. It's been a minute. Yeah. It's been a minute, but yeah, big 26. Here we are, still standing somehow. We're on one leg, but we're standing still. That's all that matters. There's a crutch, but we're there.
Hey, dog. Still standing for real.
Yes, sir. It's the first one of the year, and yeah, we are talking about Usmamane. He dropped the project. I can't remember when he dropped this project, but he dropped a project recently called G-Wagon Music, the Baby Tay EP. And yeah, guys, there's been a lot of talk about Usmamane. There's been a lot of talk about this project since it dropped as well. Just a lot of conversation happening around the boy right now. So going into this, what were you guys' thoughts? What were your expectations? What were you hoping to see or hear when you press play on this one?
Hey guys, I don't know. I think for me, like, and this is not particularly pertaining to Usmamane anymore, but just more so with our hip hop, like, I don't know what to expect anymore, Uggs. Like, I think we're in a very strange space when it comes to SA hip-hop. I think, you know, everyone is clutching for that banger to put it back on the map, but it just ain't sticking on the map anymore. But I think from an artist's perspective, and Usmamane, I mean, we've heard what he can do. I mean, we were there from 19th, 20th, you know what I mean? Those projects, so I think it's like we know what Usmamane can do. And I think this project for him, I think, was important in a sense. Obviously, it's only six tracks, so I think whatever comes after that is going to be even more important. But I think we know what the conversation has been around Usmamane, where people think it's Check was just that banger and now he's just gone quiet, or the music isn't hitting the same, or whatever the situation is. So I think this project, I took it as him kind of speaking out on that. So when I went into it, I think I was just curious to see what it would really be about. But yeah, man, I think it was all right. I think obviously there was like Rax, for example, is like that one song you can bump and you know you can turn up to. But yeah, I think it was okay, man. That's pretty much all I can say, really.
Yeah, bro. I kind of have to agree with you there. I think for me it was pretty mundane from what I would expect from an Usmamane, bro. Like, I just have high expectations when it comes to his music. And I get that this is an EP.
What do you expect, bro? But like, what do you expect?
Like when you say, what's the expectation? Like, you say we're coming from projects like 19th. For me, there was a certain grittiness. There was a certain hunger. There was a certain tenacity that Usmamane was coming with back then for me, which drew me to him. I don't feel that anymore. I feel a lot of insecurity in Usmamane's music. I feel like he's not really stepping forward and claiming the throne, you know what I'm saying? It's not that the music is bad. I enjoy it, I appreciate listening to him, but it's not where I expect him to be for me personally. That might be my own selfish needs or whatever, but that's just how I feel, you know what I'm saying? So the project, I wouldn't say is bad, but it's not good enough. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm coming from. Mm.
Damn. Yeah. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. Let's get into the music. Because it's not a lot of music, but a lot of conversation. The first song was, I guess, the
Tai Lung.
Maybe Tai's pain. Tai's pain or something. He was crying.
Tai Lung's pain. Yeah, Tai Lung's pain.
Tai Lung's pain.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Obviously, it opens up with a bunch of clips, audio clips, taken from different, I guess we can call them critics. You know, they all had some things to say about Usman Mani. And then, so it kind of like, when I heard that, I was like, okay, maybe he's going to address these things then, because why else would you be putting him in the song? You get me?
Pump fake.
Yeah, but then it's just like a whole lot of singing happening, which I just, it's not for me, to be honest, you know?
A lot of tears, man.
But yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on this song, and what do you think his intention was by putting those clips at the beginning?
I think the reason for the clips was obviously to provide context, right? Because, you know, whether some people are in tune, some people know what the critiques are or what people are saying, others don't, you know.
And to push promo
100% to a degree. I mean, also, you know, it works from a controversy standpoint, you know, to kind of have that in there. But I'm not necessarily saying that's what the goal was. But yeah, man, I think when I listen to that, I mean, to a degree, man, I feel like some of the critique is extremely harsh, to a degree. And the reason why I say this is because, you know, I think the expectation now for a lot of new artists is a bit much, you know. I think people are, I guess, we're not self-aware of what the state of the game looks like. So I think for a lot of people, when there's a breakout artist like Usman Mani or something like Chek and those kind of things, now the expectation is for him to shoot up to the top and now be at that top level. And it's like, that's not what it is anymore. I think we've spoken about this in episode about Nothings before. But like,
but he claimed that. I'm sorry. He put it out there that he's passing Nasty C and A Reese's. So I'm just putting it out there for context.
I'll say it, but also, okay, like, some of it also spirit of the game, right? Like, you have to come out with that competitive attitude and whatever it is. So it's like,
but you got to stand on it too.
No, fair. 100%. Which is why I say, like, it could be, it's two sides to it. But I do feel like some of the critique to a degree could be a bit too harsh. So I mean, when I heard this, I was like, okay, clearly, like, you can see it is, you'd assume that it is getting to him, and it is something that he's thinking about constantly and that kind of thing. And we're like, okay, this is the opportunity to address it. I don't think in the entire project, like, it was fully addressed. I don't know, was it to put it out there and then all these songs after are supposed to be like this hard hitting yeah, I'm back. I don't know what the ultimate cause was or what the direction was, but I think it was just interesting in terms of just putting context with how I think he's feeling with regards to the critics and everything else.
Yeah, okay, so firstly, I'm gonna say, look, I don't mind you stating how you feel and, you know, just your position in the game and the controversy surrounding your name. That's cool with me. But my thing is, I don't like that Usman Mani likes pump faking, bro. This was the same thing with the Lucas Raps thing. You know, he was going at Ooh Blackie and, like, he withdrew from the beef. Now, cool, whatever, that's fine. But now when you continuously do this, I think it just, for me, you just lack credibility, you know. And then on the intro, you're crying about it instead of, like, standing 10 toes on it and being like, okay, you guys are talking this and that, let me talk my shit, let me bar you up on the intro. That's what I wanted from Usman Mani. Again, this is just me, my perspective, but I wanted him to really go for these guys, because like we say, there's been a lot of talk on his name, there's been a lot of controversy, there's been a lot of speculations, Usman Mani this that. I thought he was gonna go in there and really check niggas. For me as a rapper, I think that it's your duty to do that when there's, but when you're coming and crying and saying, I'm in so much pain, you guys are talking on me, but then you pump faked it as if you were going to speak on these niggas. You see, those are things for me which just take away a bit of credibility. Again, that's me. But then a song like this, I would have preferred on the outro maybe. Intro, bar people up. Tell people I'm that guy, I'm Usman Mani, I'm standing 10 toes, cool. And then you can cry on the outro, bruv. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about the intro. I don't really fuck with it, bro. Yeah. But hey, that's how I feel, bro. You know?
Speaking of Pump Fake, there's a song, or at least an unfinished song, like a verse and a hook. Crazy, crazy verse. And speaking to the slimes and that community, and even the boy, and you just say a lot of shit, man. And I was like, okay, like, this is great, this is amazing. But I have the song. I don't know if the song was actually
released. I know exactly the song, but it wasn't released.
It was not released.
That's why I keep talking about Pump Fakes, bro. Guys, it was not released.
Leak the track.
Yo, that song is fire.
It's heat.
That song is heat.
That's what I'm saying. I'll respect it if Usman Mane just spoke his shit, bro. I don't know why you keep retreating, bro. You know? But anyway.
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice then to have that song on this project. Let that be the intro. You know, if that could have been the intro to this thing.
Bruh, you see, Cease. Do you get what I'm saying, Cease? You see where I'm coming from? You know, talk your shit on that intro.
Because that man was rapping on that song, guys. Like, he was literally so, okay, let's go for it. Like, he was like, okay. And listen, man. I like when it's my many raps, dude.
Yes.
He's actually really good, I think, you know?
Exactly.
Even just his demeanor when he's rapping changes, you know? But like when he's...
The lingo.
Singing, you know, Thai lungs pain, I'm just like, all right, bro. Like, okay,
that's what
dog.
I'm saying, bro. You know? Like, save that for later, dog. Save that for later, bro.
But anyway... From there, we get into Nick's. This is where the vibe started coming in nicely. I like the rapping on this, especially off that intro. That intro just felt like it was never going to end. So
yeah,
we got to
be real
Nick's,
about it,
you know. And now I'm there. I'm bumping, boy. I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm feeling the vibes with this one still. What are you guys' thoughts on?
Yeah, man, I think Nick's, I really like the flow, man. I think, you know, CZ, you are right in the sense that Small Man can rap, dog. Like, you know what I mean? And I think when he has a flow and he goes off, like, you can kind of feel it. Nick's was cool, dog. I think my sentiments at the start when I said it was, like, this whole project for me was okay. Like, it was a cool song, but I don't know, Oaks. Like, I just wasn't moved. I think even you'll hear it when we keep going. I just wasn't moved, though. Like, it was cool. Don't get it twisted. I think I like the flow, all of that. I like the story, you know, coming up from, yeah, I had nothing and now I'm here. Great. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it, really.
Yeah, man, I would have preferred the project even if it started with this song. As long as we didn't start with Tai Lung's Pain, I would have been happy, bro. But this song for me, like C says, this is where we're getting into the Small Money that I enjoy. Coming with the vibes, coming with the lingo, you know. This is music from him I enjoy, but it's not the peak, you know. And I get, like Mpilo was saying, like, I don't want to say we're putting too much pressure on him. I just feel like, aren't we saying that hip-hop is in a bad state? So I feel like we have to apply pressure to the guys we're representing. We have to say, hey, bro, we feel like you can do better so you can uplift the whole culture. So songs like these, bro, they're aight. They're cool, but it's not... Are they going to last? Are they really going anywhere, you know? And I put Small Money there with Nasty C's, Black Keys and them. That's where I'm putting him. I don't know about you guys, where you categorize him, but I put him there. So for me, I expect him to be on that level all the time. So for me, songs like this are not really there, but it's cool.
No, I get that. Definitely. From Nyx, we get into Rax. Another one where I really loved the verses on here. But then the hook kind of threw me off a little bit.
Sputnik Mali.
I'm not sure.
I like the hook, though. I will not.
Yeah, like... I think like the first part of the hook is what I like, and then the second part is just, yeah, I don't know, man. But I just remember thinking to myself, there's a part that I wish could just be removed. I can't remember if it was the first part or the second part of the hook. But the rapping on the verses, I loved it, man. I enjoyed it. You can hear the confidence, you know, on a song like this. Blaze, earlier you made note of how sometimes he comes across as insecure on, you know, lately on some of his songs. But on a song like this, you can feel that this man is confident. You can feel that he's, you know, he's in his bag, he's comfortable, and, you know, the demeanor is there. And I just need more of this, to be honest with you. Like, he needs to sound sure of himself, that, like, yeah, I'm really that guy, you know? Even when he's just rapping about, you know, getting money and, you know, whatever.
But you still feel the energy.
The demeanor still needs to be, the energy must still be there. And yeah, I felt it on this one, definitely. What are you guys' thoughts on Rax?
Yeah, I think Rax was really, this was the one that had like the most energy for me. I think this is the one where like you could hear, I really like the Mali, you know, that hook and all of that. I think it was really cool. I think, yeah, this was really that's my money that we heard like on 19th or 20th in terms of just the energy and, like you said, that confidence kind of just breaking through there. So it's like more of that, you know, if we keep it to that level, it's definitely something that's gonna break out for it. And then there was that one bar, what was it? He was like, yo, fuck the game. I ain't claiming the game, fuck it, y'all can have it. I was curious there because I was like, okay, Mara, you said you have the game. I don't know. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm just diving too deep into it. But I was I thought we were topping the game now. But I don't know. You know what I mean? But yeah, like, I think this one, energy was fire. So yeah, shout out.
That's another thing I'll say about Usman Mane. Sometimes I feel like he needs to decide whether he's playing the villain or the hero, you know, because sometimes I feel like he's playing the bad guy role, then he switches into the guy who's like, hey guys, but why are you coming for me, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, with regards to this song, like, I think that for me, these are standout songs for Small Money. Like, he's very good at songs. Anytime you're dealing with a bank, Mali, anything money related, this my mind is going to kill a check. Anything money related, bro. Like, he always kills it, bro. So I already knew when I saw Rax, I was like, I'm probably going to enjoy this song. So I can say this was one of the songs, like Cease was saying, bro, the confidence here, it was coming through. It was shining through. Even you can hear it in the cadence, his deliverance. You know what I mean? Like, his delivery, it just feels like this is the tone for, I'm embracing the fact that I'm that guy, I'm getting to the racks, I'm getting to the bag. He's talking his shit, bro. This is what I want from Small Money, bro. I don't want any other tears and what, please, bruv, you know. But for this, like, I could say this is great, but it's still like in a trap bag, it's still something we're familiar with. I can't say it's really transcending, but yeah, if we're speaking about within the confines of this project, I appreciate the song. I fuck with the song. This is a song that I be playing mostly, more than anything on this project. So it's a standout for me.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. And I was thinking, while looking at the track list, I'm thinking to myself, based on what's been going on and what's been said about him, leading up to this project, I feel like he should have had at least one, like, undeniably good song,
like bangers,
that he could end up pushing as a single, and then from there just build the momentum towards the album. But I don't think we got that on this project.
Definitely not, bro.
Majority of these songs are just okay,
they're cool,
and then there's like a couple of like, okay, these are very, very decent songs, but there wasn't anything where I'm like, yeah, this is the one that's gonna, you know, flood the streets like that.
Definitely.
And look, you guys know I'm not that kind of person who is like, yeah, we need hits, but like, for specific context, yes, sometimes we do need that, bro. Especially Nasty's for him, still delivering. Because people, if the conversation around your name is that you're now turning into a one-hit wonder, then yes, we're going to expect a hit, so you can prove the critics wrong.
Facts.
But in a different situation, I wouldn't be asking for that. I would just be asking for the project to be a good project.
You're right. Right. You're right.
But there just wasn't a song on here where I felt like, yeah, this is going to be the one.
Yeah.
They must shoot a video for this one. They must promote this one. They must, you know, run up the numbers. I didn't get that on this one, on this project. Even though, once again, the songs were not necessarily bad songs. You get me? It just wasn't where she should have been, in my opinion.
But what about the people are saying that this is an interlude to the album, so he's just giving us music? Do you feel like because it's an EP, there doesn't have to be that hit? Because they're just saying, no, this is an EP, wait for the album, you know, to get the hits and all that. How do you feel about that?
Well, it doesn't change my sentiment. If you're going to put out something, then you need to address what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what's going on is that you haven't had a hit in a while, my nigga. So, like,
hey,
if you're not putting out a project that's going to give us that hit, then what are you doing other than just creating more of a mess for yourself?
Hey.
You get what I'm saying?
For real? For real.
That's just, you know, so, like, an artist like him, unfortunately, because he's so good and he's shown that he's so good.
Exactly. Right? The bar set high.
History has proven time and time again that the greats nowadays aren't afforded the same luxury of time where they can make mistakes and fall and get better. You are expected to be good every time you drop, you know, because you are considered a great. And so for Usman Man, he needs to realize what he can't have projects where he's just average, you know, because people hold him to a much higher standard than the next guy, you know. I think I remember, like, maybe a couple of years ago, we were talking about another artist. I can't remember who it was. And I made that example of how the Jordan and Bron situation, how Jordan got eliminated a bunch of times before he won his first championship, right? But with Bron, it was expected from day one, season one, that he's going to win the championship. Like, that was the pressure that was put on him from the get-go. Because nowadays, the younger guys, well, at the time he was young, don't get afforded the same grace to attain that greatness. We want you to live up to what we've already imagined in our heads, right? And so it's like a similar thing with this man in the sense of, like, you showed us quite early on
what you're capable of.
Exactly. Like, you were great.
From the jump. The gate,
you were magnificent.
Bro.
Right? And so now, of course, people are going to hold you to a higher standard. And so whenever you're releasing something, unfortunately, yes, for some people, they might understand, which, you know, this is just a placeholder, it's just vibes. Yes, there are people who understand that. But majority of the people are not going to see it that way. Yep. They're going to see it as, hey, it's been a while since you gave us a hit record, my nigga. And mind you, Chick was only, what, like 2 years ago? It's not that long. But
it's the microwave era,
because
bro,
there just hasn't been, you know, exactly. We just live in a different time now where we need music consistently from artists and all of these different things. I just feel like if people are saying, oh no, this is just the warm-up to the album, then I don't think this should have been released, 100%, in my opinion.
100%. I feel the same.
So that's why I
hear you. I hear you.
It just doesn't make sense. If that's what they're really saying, I don't know what they're saying online, but if that's what's coming from his camp,
that's what they're saying.
Because what is the reason?
That's what I'm saying. It's like an EP is a mixtape, is an album. It's music is music at this point. Like, give us good music, bro. It doesn't matter the format. You know what I'm saying? Just give us good music.
My thing is, this thing came out and then people just moved on.
That's the thing.
So what was the reason?
You see?
You understand?
Then people tell you, oh, you're hating, you're hating. But it's just like, bro, we want more from you. But hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. Dun Dun was the next one.
Dun Dun Dun.
I don't even remember what the song sounds like, but I remember
that's
that.
That's what it sounds like.
That guitar, bro.
Yeah, that Roddy Ricch.
That guitar, that guitar, that instrumental, that was fire, bro. I really like that.
Okay. Yeah,
that was
a fire.
That was fire. And the melodic flows.
I may be wrong. I may be wrong, but I feel like
this was some of the better
that
songs.
That electric guitar is on a couple of these songs. And every time it was used, it was nice. Really, well done.
Effective, yeah.
True.
Yes.
True.
I think there's a couple of those songs because I even made note of it in my head. I'm like, actually, this sounds really, really good.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, anyway, what are you guys' thoughts on Dan Dan?
Yeah, I think obviously the instrumental for me was fire, bro. I really love that guitar and just the way that it kind of fits into a trappy hip-hop kind of vibe. I think from Usman Mani's point of view, I mean, yeah, it was cool raps, man. I think, yeah, like, because what now, we've done Nicks, we've done Rax, we've done, now we're here, Dan, like, I think even from a content perspective, it really felt like it was the same across the board. Mm-hmm. Just different fonts, right? So I think I would have liked to, now that we, you know, in the third, fourth track now, to hear something that's a little bit different or just a different approach. But yeah, I think that beat though, that was fire. That guitar, shout out.
Yeah,
definitely. I agree with you there. The beat, instrumental, production was definitely on point. I think fairly enough, a lot of the production on this project was decent. But this song in general, I would say, again, it goes in that same vein of being okay. You know, it's nice, it's cool, but it's fly by night. It's here today, gone tomorrow type of music, bro. Like, at this point, there's many other people who can give me songs like this, and I'm like, cool, whatever. But when Usman Mani gives me a song like this, I feel like you could have even given me something much more, I don't know, eventful. I don't know. It just feels too plain, too mundane to be coming from Usman Mani. It's like CZ was saying earlier on, we hold you at such a high standard, my nigga, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, songs like this, it just feels like you're not trying, you know? And there's many other niggas in the game who maybe want to take your position, bro. Show us that you really want to be here. Show us that you really, you know, about this shit. That's all I ask from him. But a song like this, in general, it's okay, bro. You know, like you guys are saying, highlight, beat, cool. It was a nice hook, you know, gave me some Young Thug sort of vibes. But, bro, there's nothing more I can really say.
That's another thing, man. I feel like when Usman Mani is in like this melodic bag of his, a lot of the time it just sounds like a mixture of like Thug and Gunna, and I don't know what's really going on over there. And I think perhaps maybe that's why I just gravitate more towards his rapping more than anything, because I feel like when he's rapping, nobody raps like him, so it's very unique and very distinct. But when he's doing that other pain stuff, Tai Lung's pain stuff, it's a lot of people doing that, you know. But that just comes down to like just personal preference, because I'm sure there's people who will say no, like the melodic stuff is great, it's lovely, it's, and that's cool. I get it, but it's just not really.
But see, sorry to cut you off, bro, but can I just say, tracks like Uvalo, like Kude, like songs like those, like when he's doing that sort of melodic stuff, like singing more, like that resonates with me. I won't lie, like I like that Usman Mani, but I don't like the more thuggy, like trap, like it's like in between trap and Atlanta, and I don't know, bro. It's just, it doesn't really hit for me. But again, like you said, that might just be personal preference, so yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. It's just like preference, you know, because there's people who really love that stuff, and I can see why they would love it. Like, yeah. I can see why it works.
Especially the younger generation. Like, that's, they resonate more towards
that. It's not my thing. Yeah. It's not my thing at all. Like, that was the next one. I thought, once again, a decent song, much better on the second and third listen for me. Which was the case for a lot of this project, actually. Most of it. First time I listened to the project, I'm like, I don't know, man. And then I'm like, let me give it another chance, you know. So like, the more I listen to it, I'm like, okay, cool, it's decent. But yeah, I remember the first time I heard this song as well, I was like, I guess. But I can listen to it now and kind of appreciate it a little bit more. What are you guys' thoughts on Like That?
Yeah, I think Like That was cool. I think same thing in terms of that guitar and everything else, like the way that it came through, man. I thought that was really nice. And yeah, I think this was you know, that type of beat where you're like, okay, here is just the platform to rap. But yeah, like same
Did
thing.
Did he deliver just, though? With the raps,
same thing. That's what I'm saying, is the previous thing, content as well, same thing. Like, yeah, I think for me it was just that the content was just the same, bro. It was about making it, I guess, I don't know. So yeah, that's it. I don't want to say too much,
bro. People need to expand
I'm just gonna repeat I know what you're saying.
But I know what you're saying. It's like there has to be better subject matter, there has to just be more to grasp, bro. You can't just keep telling us I made it out the band. You weren't even in the trap in the first place. You don't have ops. But sorry for that. But
I get it. It's called G-Wagon music, so maybe like it is.
Yeah, I get it.
Like
it's a luxury that project in the trap music. It's luxury trap. That's what they say. It's luxury trap.
Yeah, I think for me though, it's like, you know, when it comes to these EPs, if it's six tracks, excuse me, like six tracks of difference, like can't be six tracks of the same, because you have a very short time to grab me as a listener. This project's only 20 minutes, so it's like, you know, there has to be different talking points or selling points or whatever the situation is, which I feel there wasn't really. So yeah
that's the thing. And I feel like there was so much he could have pulled from. There's so much talk around his name that I feel like even with him with the Swisher and the Swanko, like there was so much to pull from, but I feel like he didn't capitalize on that. And the fact that he was telling us he was going to and then didn't, it just even left us like wanting for more, you know what I mean? Which was unfortunate, but it's the same way I feel about this song, bro. I feel like I wanted more. This song, I see it being something amazing. Like, this was a backdrop to something beautiful if he really, really took more time on the song. Because this was great. Like you guys say, the guitar, it was coming with a different feel. Here, you could have really barred us up, bro. Because it's coming with that gritty street edge. You can hit us with the lingo. You could really, really talk your shit on here. And I don't feel like he took it to that level, bro. I don't think he did the track justice. Like, we keep saying, it's an okay song. I don't want to keep saying this about Usmamani, bro. Not about Usmamani. There's many other guys I can say, it's okay, but not something like Usmamani, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, again, like Caesar was saying, you need to give us songs that we feel like, damn, bro. No, you're giving us heat, bro. You really showing us that you're stepping into your own, bro. But I don't get that from a lot of these songs, bro. So, hey, it's another one of those, but it is what it is. That's right.
I think ultimately it boils down to just the fact that these songs must be good. So that, you know, when people are like, hip hop right now, nothing going on in hip hop right now, hip hop is dead right now, then we must be able to say, no, you guys are just not paying attention.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we must give them examples and say, listen to this. But right now, it's like when people are like, hip hop is dead, I'm like, maybe you guys have a point there, you know, like,
because
there isn't
that,
much
bro.
To exactly. So I feel like with Usmamani, like you said at the beginning, Grace, he's one of those guys at the forefront of this hip-hop movement, keeping the thing alive. So when people are talking down on the game, on hip-hop as a genre, we must be able to say, no, but guys, you guys just slept on this. Listen to this thing.
For sure.
You know, it may maybe went under the radar, you know. But like, I can't take this and show to people and say, no, listen to this. It's going to change your mind about where we're at in the game. Now, of course, it doesn't fall only on Usmamani. He's not like a hip-hop savior, but he is one of the guys who is supposed to be the leaders of, you know, this current generation. So, like, where we at with that, you know? But yeah, anyway.
Bro, I honestly feel like even Kwelas are really coming with better music, honestly.
Yo.
Honestly, bro. They're coming with better. Yo, they're killing it, bro. They're cooking, bro. Ah, you must collab with them, bro. I don't know why it's Mazik, dude.
I mean, that's the thing. He, on 19th,
I think it was Macabre or Sasti, I can't remember. Yeah, one of
but
those.
That song was so fire.
Too
even
fire.
To this day, bro. I'm like, nah.
Too fire.
Anyway,
too fire.
The outro is called Umusawako. Once again, I thought it was an okay outro. What are you guys' thoughts on this one?
Yeah, same. I think, yeah, that's it really. Yeah. I think, yeah, no, guys, I don't know. Like, I want to.
That's harsh. You said it's not harsh, and then that's what you said. No, it's not even harsh.
It's just that ish, guys. That's why I said it. Even said at the start, I was like, I wasn't really, like, moved as much as I would have liked. So. I just feel like there's nothing much that I can say about it, because it's literally just gonna sound like me repeating myself. But I think, you know, in terms of that singing style, I think Dwayne's like, you hit the nail on the head with that point. Like, when it comes to songs like Uvalo and that kind of style, like that was a hit. Like, that works, man.
Yeah.
I didn't feel it. I think, yeah, it just didn't come through as that. Yeah, I think it's a bit sad to say, because, like, I think with Usman Mani, you know, every review that we've done so far, like, it's been, this is amazing, this is great. So I think for me, this was just, yeah, it wasn't as exciting, I guess.
Yeah, again, I think with six songs, man, I think you've already given us a song where you're breaking down, bruv. I think it was better to finish off strong with more raps. Personally, that's how I feel. Off of Mpilo's point, like, you know, I'd rather prefer the Valo type of singings, those ones where you feel like you're in a different type of emotional bag. Like this one, I don't know, there's just something, I don't know, it's like, it feels like a drag, just like the intro felt, you know. It just feels like it's a drag to get through, and I don't want to feel like that listening to Usman Mani, especially on a 6-song project. You know, it's kind of weird, but it's like I should feel like I'm not getting enough music, you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't be feeling like, oh my god, like, when is this thing ending, bro? You know, so, but like, for me, I'm kind of disappointed in this project, because my expectations are so high, and even finishing on this note was just like, ah, you know, whatever, you know. So, hey, yeah, it is what it is, bro.
Yeah, I think we just have to maybe, you know, take it as there's something better that's on the way, you know. I think,
yeah, but that's like, how see,
you, your point was right in terms of, like, rather just keep it then, you know, in terms of this one, instead of drop it, because I think the expectation with this was that it was going to be an answer to all the critiques. Yes, that's probably still gonna come, but now it's like you've kind of set yourself back.
It's lost the impact
of that, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, on that impact. So, but let's see how it plays out. I think I'm interested to see what that product looks like.
Any closing remarks?
Yeah, man. I think that was my closing remarks, actually. But yeah, I think
that was the closer.
Yeah, that was my closing remarks. But yeah, I think I'm keen to see what the actual answer is gonna be. This it was cool, but yeah, I think we do expect more, and I just want to see what that's gonna look like. But yeah, that's me.
Yeah, for me, I just want to say closing remarks. I just want to say, if Usman Mani, if you're hearing this, don't take it as we're not for you. It's that we just want to see you at the top. We want to see you shining. And we don't want to lie to you. If we feel like you can do better, we want you to do better. We want you to succeed, because we hold you at such a high regard. It's not because we're trying to trash your name. You know, that's not what we do over here. You know, so I just want to make that clear. But at the end of the day, I just feel like this project was okay. People are saying, like, you know, it was just a filler. So I'm going to take it as a filler, if that's what the public is saying. And I'm going to hope that the project or the album that comes next is really the masterpiece that you want to give us. But for this, it wasn't good enough for me, unfortunately.
Yeah, man. All in all, I feel like Usman Mani is in a very unique position, a very weird position right now, because off of his hit check, you know, he really showed that, okay guys, like, I've arrived. And he did like the Dubai thing, he was shooting, he was doing all of these
big and you're from, right? Durban, nigga.
And yeah, well, I mean, you know, Durban.
You know the legacy, nasty, bro.
Like, you got, like,
it's, Blackie, Nasty, yeah, WTF, there's a standard okay, there to Malou, uphold, right?
But, like, basically, I think with Usman Mane, he just needs to sit and just reflect on the kind of artist that he wants to be moving forward. I feel like he has allowed a lot of external voices, external pressures to get to him, to the point where he is moving in a way that he shouldn't be moving. He doesn't need to be moving. You know, earlier we mentioned pump fakes, you know, things are being said about him online, and then he comes out and says, yo, I've got some things to address, I've got some things to say on songs, and then those songs never come out. He'll post a snippet over here, he'll post a snippet over there, and then he'll retract again. So there's that part of it. But then also, I think just understanding his role in the game and how people see him, I feel like Usman Mane must just listen to his own voice. What got him in, to this position in the first place was that he was doing what he wanted to do. Go back to 19th. Like, when I first heard that, I knew that this was going to be it.
And if anybody sees us preaching, bro, here, yo, Seas was telling us, bro, Usman Mane is next.
That's what I'm saying. I was one of the first people who was pushing Usman Mane. I was like, guys, I went to everyone that I knew. I was like, please. I was like, please, go check this boy out. And so now for me to be sitting here talking from a different perspective, it's kind of weird, because I really do believe in Usman Mane. You know, I think he has a lot to offer to the game, and so whatever this project was, it's done now. But like, let's just refocus and get back to work, and put out something, you know, that we can, as hip hop fans, be proud of, to show other people when they talk down on the hip hop genre in SA.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't lost faith. I still got a bit of faith in the boy. We'll see what he does. But
yeah,
all in all, decent. That's the word I can use for this project. It was just decent.
Okay.
And that's it, everybody. Thank you all for being here today. This was the Best KF Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray. I was not alone. I was joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Dwayz on Blaze. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.